about 18 months into the construction phase. Norfolk Southern, a partner with Pan Am Rail, brought their rail crew up to install the continuous welded rail. That work will be complete by the end of this week. That does not include the at-grade crossings. So, for example, the Damon Road crossing in Northampton is going to be constructed next weekend, the weekend of the 9th and 10th. Other at-grade crossings will continue. And at this point, we're looking for service to begin before the end of this year, so late December.
And what about the new stations that are going to be built on this on this new line?
Our existing Amtrak service, both in Springfield and in Amherst, does not have high level platforms. So passengers are required to climb up a couple steps to get onto the train car, and passengers that need assistance. There's a portable lift that's used to assist passengers that are not capable of climbing those steps. The plan is to have high-level platforms, so to create level boarding for all passengers at all stations. So that will be Springfield, Holyoke, Northampton, and Greenfield will all have high-level platforms, so there'll be 100% level boarding at all of those locations.
Now, Springfield, we know, is renovating its Union Station. A new transportation center has been built in Greenfield, but what are the plans for Holyoke and Northampton?
Okay, so in Northampton, the rail platform will be at the former rail station. It will not be at the station that's in private hands, but in the lot adjacent to the station where folks had boarded and gotten off trains up until 1989. In Holyoke, the new passenger rail station will be constructed at the end of Dwight Street. So it will not be at the former railway station in Holyoke. It will be a new structure at the end of Dwight Street.
And how soon will those facilities be ready?
The Northampton station will be operational for the end of December opening. The Holyoke is hoping to be ready for December, and it's possible that it could be spring, but ideally all stations will be functional for the December move from the current alignment to the Connecticut River alignment.
Once the Connecticut River line is open, the so-called Knowledge Corridor, what do we anticipate in terms of service upgrades from Amtrak or from potentially a commuter rail provider?
Right. So what the initial service is will be on December 31st, say, is what exists out there today, is the one train north and one train south. The expansion that we're hoping for, that we're looking for, is additional 2 to 3 trains on that route, ultimately expanding that route as far north as Montreal. And then the potential for additional commuter rail trips that would either be operated by Amtrak or by another provider. There is language in the Transportation Bond Bill to purchase equipment from the MBTA that could be used either by Amtrak or by another provider to provide additional service between Greenfield and Springfield.
What has to happen in the other states, Vermont and Connecticut, particularly in Connecticut, if we were to get commuter service, say, between New Haven and Greenfield?
Service between New Haven and Springfield is already under design and underway, and we're expecting that service to be implemented by 2016. So that takes our existing six trips a day between Springfield and New Haven and expands it to 16, 18, 20 trips a day between Springfield and New Haven. So what we would be looking to do is find a way to bring passengers, say, from Greenfield to meet up with those trips traveling south, the trips that are already are planned between New Haven and Springfield.
10 years ago, did you think we would ever get to this point? I mean, I know there was a lot of talk about expanding passenger rail opportunities in Western Massachusetts, but did you ever think that we would get to the reality that we're going to have here by the end of this year?
Absolutely not, and that's really, you know, that's one of the frustrations of this kind of work, is that you're always looking for opportunities in the future, but you never expect the future to be now. You know, it's really exciting. The other avenue that we're looking at is when are we going to be able to go to Boston? When is that link going to be made? And we're currently working with the folks in Boston and exploring opportunities for bringing that into the mix as well, the Springfield to Boston passenger rail service.